So the show received a call from Dylan yesterday, who's the owner, as I said, of Sandboard in Cape Town, a tourism and adventure company which uses the Witsands Aquifer Nature Reserve at Atlanta Sand Dunes for activities like sandboarding and surfing. Now, he alerted us to 15 or so businesses in the area that have been struggling to get business due to the construction of a large office park, which is now limiting access to the facilities. So to tell you more about it, Dylan, thanks for reaching out to us. Great having you on the show. Just outline some of the challenges that you're currently having and where that emanates from.
Good morning, Kino. Thank you for having me on air.
Pleasure, man.
Basically, the Atlantis Dunes has never had a permit office at the dunes, so the public have always had to go to the water department who owns the dunes, which is either in the city of Cape Town or in Atlantis. Yep. In March last year, they told us they were going to build a permit office at the dunes with toilets and a little shop, which is great. Mm. Unfortunately, a lot of the sandboarding operators walk their clients into the dunes. And while they're constructing at Gate 1, they've basically decided to block complete access there from in the next few weeks, basically.
What?
On the 15th. Sorry, not a few weeks, on the 15th of January, they're completely blocking the Gate 1 access to us. There is another gate called Gate 2, which is about 1.5 kilometers further up the road. But to walk clients from that distance is impossible to run a business like that.
Yeah.
So there is a simple solution here. We have had a side access road around the construction area that we've been using successfully. But they recently built a clear view fence in the area. They're blocking us to get into that side road. So if they just take one single panel out of this fence, it's easily removed with Allen keys, I think.
Mm.
And we can always put the panel back when they finish completing the construction.
Makes sense to me. What are they saying? But have you tried speaking to them?
I've asked them nicely. I've sent many emails. I basically represent the sandboarding users of the dunes. So everyone's asking me what's going on. And we're pretty desperate now because people are literally going to lose their jobs.
Okay. I will get on the city tomorrow to see if they can't get their act together and get this sorted out.
Thank you very much, Kino.
No problem at all, Dylan. I think, you know what, for me, job creation is a big thing.
Exactly.
Didn't Bill Gates also go with you guys at one stage?
He went not with my company, but with another company he's been before, yes.
Okay. Well, you see, it's such a great driver for people to want to visit. It's one of those things that everybody wants to do. I want to go sandboarding. Where do I go? And they use companies like yours. It's a great driver of employment, great driver into our GDP in the Western Cape, and we have to see if we can do something to make sure that that continues. And, you know, for a business to close under the current conditions, just not on. So let's see if we can find a solution. Dylan, tomorrow I'll get you on with the city and let's see what we can do.
Thank you very much, Kino. Have a great day.
Pleasure, sir. Pleasure. Great work done there by Dylan LaRue, owner of Sandboarding Cape Town.